This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda seeking a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives today. Largest party in the House, Nepali Congress, to oppose the Prime Minister's proposal. Government decides not to immediately enforce a previous decision requiring national identity card to collect social security benefits when induced disasters disrupt vehicular movement in 132 road sections across the country. Nepal police urged the public to check road conditions before embarking on long journey. And Russia warns it will deter NATO as it creeps closer to its borders. Now, the news in detail. The buses carrying 65 passengers went missing in the Trishuli River early morning today in the landslide at the Simultal area along the Narayanghat Mogling Road section in Chitwan district. Chief District Officer of Chitwan, Indradev Yadav, confirmed that two vehicles fell off the road at 3:30 a.m. this morning. According to Yadav, a bus heading to Gaur of Rautard from Kathmandu was carrying 41 passengers and the bus on its way to Kathmandu from Birganj had 24 passengers on board. The Chief District Officer Yadav, who is on the site, said the rescue workers have started to clear the landslides. Yadav said details of the accident are awaited. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is seeking a vote of confidence for the fifth time today in the House of Representatives within 18 months. Prime Minister Dahal decided to seek a vote of confidence after the CPN-UML, a coalition partner, withdrew its support to the government. Following an agreement between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML on 1st of July to form a new coalition government, the CPN-UML withdrew its support from Prime Minister Dahal's government. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has decided to oppose Prime Minister Dahal's vote of confidence proposal in the House of Representatives scheduled for today. Prime Minister Dahal is seeking a vote of confidence at 11 a.m. today. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhang has instructed the party's lawmakers to vote against the Prime Minister's motion for a vote of confidence. Additionally, Leader Lekhang has directed Nepali Congress lawmakers to mandatorily attend the House meeting and to abstain from remaining neutral during the voting process on the confidence motion. The government has postponed its earlier decision to submit the national identity card from the beneficiaries of the social security allowance. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday decided to direct the Home Ministry to carry out its activities without seeking the national ID card from the beneficiaries since making the national ID card was uncomfortable due to incidents of natural disasters. After the cabinet meeting, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said that a decision was made not to implement the national ID card immediately as a tough situation was created for the citizens to make the national ID card due to rain, floods and landslides. The cabinet meeting also decided to extend the tenure of the Commission of Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons, Nepal, CIEDP, and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission until mid-July 2025. Furthermore, the cabinet meeting approved the Memorandum of Understanding to be signed between Nepal and the Government of China on strengthening the development cooperation in building the Trans-Himalayan Multidimensional Connectivity Network. Likewise, the cabinet meeting decided to enlist the Humlu caste as the country's ethnic community as per the recommendation of the National Foundation for Development of Indigenous Nationalities, NFDIN. The vehicular movement along the 132 road sections in different parts of the country has been affected by incidents of floods and landslides. The Department of Roads has said that 13 road sections were fully obstructed, while 119 others have resumed for one-way traffic. The spokesperson of the department, Sunil Pokharel, shared that one-way traffic has resumed along the BP Highway, the Mid-Hill Highway and some other road networks. In the meantime, heavy rain from last evening disrupted vehicular movement in different places of the Prithivi Highway in Tanahu district. Deputy Superintendent of Police Deepak Raya said the highway is blocked after the landslide at Yampa in Bandipur Rural Municipality 5, at Ghazikua in Pyas Rural Municipality 12 and Mauri Odar in Magdi Rural Municipality 6 in Tanahu district. The district police office Tanahu said the debris of the landslides is being cleared. Likewise, vehicular movement along the Dumre Besisahar Chame, Biratnagar Itahari Dharan and Tansen Vridi Korala was completely obstructed after landslides and inundation. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned of a high risk of landslides and flooding and has forecast the chances of rain across the country until Saturday. Meanwhile, the Nepal police has urged all to set out on a long travel after only taking stock of the road condition as the highways remain obstructed in various regions of the country due to incessant monsoon rains. Central Police spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General Dhan Bahadur Karki said the people have been requested to travel only after inquiring about the road condition. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has underscored the government's commitment to integrating information and communication technology ICT as a basis of Nepal's strategic initiatives. At the inauguration of the NTA Center of Excellence for ICT Research and Development at Pulchok Engineering Campus yesterday, Minister Sharma emphasized ICT's inclusion as a pivotal element of Nepal's 16th development plan aimed at achieving national prosperity. Minister Sharma also announced plans to establish a knowledge park at Khumaltar in Lalitpur, highlighting the imperative of advancing ICT infrastructure across all 7 provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Russia has said it will counteract the expansion of NATO infrastructure in Europe, claiming that the military alliance is constantly and incrementally moving towards its borders as tensions escalate over the war in Ukraine. As reported by Al Jazeera, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov yesterday said that Russia had noted decisions taken by NATO leaders at this week's summit in Washington, D.C. to create separate logistic hubs in Black Sea cities and open additional facilities in Europe. His remarks came a day after the United States and Germany announced at the summit that the U.S. would begin episodic deployments of long-range missiles, Tomahawk cruise missiles and hypersonic weapons in Germany from 2026. Last month, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia should resume production of intermediate and short-range nuclear-capable missiles and then consider where to deploy them after the U.S. brought similar missiles to Europe and Asia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at some places of Karnali and Sudarpashchim province with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. There are chances of heavy rainfall at a few places in Lumbini province and at one or two places in Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi, Mathes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 24.6 degrees Celsius with 13.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda seeking a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives today. Largest party in the House, Nepali Congress, to oppose the Prime Minister's proposal. Government decides not to immediately enforce previous decision requiring national identity card to collect social security benefits. Rain-induced disasters disrupt vehicular movement across 132 road sections across the country. Nepal police urge the public to check road conditions before embarking on long journey. And Russia warns it will deter NATO as it creeps closer to its borders. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlinegreaternepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.